You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Yesterday was a day of volatility on Dalal Street. Of course, we saw some spectacular rises on Dalal Street. We saw lifetime highs and then there was a fall as well. So today we were wondering which direction the markets will be taking, and we clearly seem to have a direction, at least for the short term. All that took place today on the last trading day of the week, the 24th of May 2019, the day after the big results that have put the NDA back in the Lok Sabha with a thumping majority. Let's find out what happened on Dalal Street. This is your evening cup of tea on an evening walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The Indian markets bounced back after witnessing profit-taking in the morning trade to reclaim 39,000 on the Sensex and 11,800 for the Nifty 50. Both Sensex and Nifty closed with gains of about 4% each for the week ended May 24th. What a historic week this has been in every way, shape and form. Ignoring the muted global cues because, well, the trade war is still raging, benchmark indices here in India reclaimed crucial resistance levels today on Friday. Let's look at the final tally on Dalal Street at the end of the trading day. The BSE Sensex closed 623 points higher at 39,434, while the Nifty 50 rose 187 points to end at 11,844 today. India VIX, that is Dalal Street's panic button, cooled off, which is certainly a positive sign for the bulls and a hint that the rally may continue, according to experts. India VIX fell down sharply by 14.7% on Friday to close at 16.54 levels. Volatility index corrected by over 40% in the last week from 28.08 to 16.54 levels to register the biggest two-day fall in 5 years. During this week, it made 44-month high of 30.18, but post the election outcome, it fell down drastically. Vinod Nair, who is the head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "The risk-taking ability came back as the elections concluded with the overwhelming result. The market settled for a broad-based rally, expecting the better outlook for the economy in the next 1 to 2 quarters. Volatility index halved to 16.5% compared to literally 3 days ago, pushing mid and small caps across the market given an attractive valuation. This trend is likely to continue in the near term and settle for a long haul, expecting the upcoming final budget," unquote. In terms of sectors today, the BSE Realty Index rose 4.1%, followed by the Capital Goods Index, which gained 3.9%, and the S&P BSE Telecom Index, which gained 3.5%. Among the top Sensex gainers today, Bharti Airtel, L&T and ICICI Bank. Bharti Airtel up 4.4%, Larsen & Toubro 4.6%, and ICICI Bank up 5%. Among the top Sensex losers today, not a great day for IT, HCL Tech down 0.46% and TCS down 0.2%. Some stocks that were in the news today. The share price of Jet Airways slipped over 4% today after reports stated that the Hinduja Group and Etihad Airways have failed to strike a deal to buy a stake in the cash-strapped airlines only yesterday. On our stories of the day, I thought there was a resolution in the Jet Airways saga, but today there is another turn in this tale. Gruh Finance shares shed 4% after HDFC sold some stake in March and May this year to meet RBI conditions. Shares of JMC Projects gained 15% today after the company won orders worth 616 crore rupees. Unichem Laboratories gained more than 4% after the company posted strong numbers for the quarter ended March 2019. And Sun TV Network fell 3% after the company reported weaker than expected operating results in the January to March quarter due to Tri's new regime. Brokerage houses also slashed their price target. Quick global update now. European markets have been trading higher amid trade war worries, continuing to put pressure on global stocks. Asian markets ended mixed on trade tensions between the US and China. The Shanghai Composite ended flat at 2,852.99, while Nikkei 225 of Japan was down 0.16% at 21,117.22. South Korea's Kospi shed 0.69% to close at 2,045.31, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up 0.32% at 27,353.93. Well, there you have it. That is precisely how things went down today on Dalal Street. We were looking for a direction, and for the short term, it appears we have a direction, and it is pointing towards the horn of the bulls. Well, do write into us to tell us what you thought about the vagaries on Dalal Street and what you see the near-term projections and future of the stock market is going to be. We'd always love to hear your take on it. MCAPodcast@nw18.com. And later, during the course of today, we'll be having two podcasts coming your way. One talks about the big names that have been wiped out in these elections. Deve Gowda, Sheila Dixit, Digvijay Singh, Mallikarjun Kharge, Veerappa Moily, all these big names that have met their comeuppance, if you will, in this nothing short of saffron wave that we've seen. So why exactly that was and who else lost big in these elections is something we'll be focusing on our Digging Deeper podcast. And as usual, that is our stories of the day. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and to stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.